Congress is looking for ways to pay for the reconstruction of New Orleans and other areas hit by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and there's talk about cutting pork, in particular pork in the $186 billion federal transportation bill. One project in the bill that's been criticized is the proposed Prairie Parkway. It's an expressway that would run through the Illinois county that's home to House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
Rush hour on Illinois Highway 47 through the town of Yorkville can get downright ugly. Cars back up a half a mile to nearly a mile in both directions at a stoplight, as roads around this fast-growing exurb about 50 miles west of Chicago seem inadequate to handle the traffic.
It's gotten crazy.
Glenn Halsney says just a few years ago, trips through this part of Kendall County seemed to take no time at all. But those days are long gone, says carpenter Randy Stiles of Yorkville, who complains about gridlock along one particular two-mile stretch through town and over the Fox River.
It took a half hour one day. Actually sat through two red lights here because of traffic was so backed up.
With the main route already choked, more cars and trucks are on the way. As signs posted in cornfields advertise more new subdivisions, Stiles, Halsney, and many other Kendall County residents say they support the call by their congressman, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, to build a new north-south expressway to alleviate congestion. President Bush singled out the proposed Prairie Parkway when he came here to Hastert's district in August to sign the transportation bill, which earmarks more than $200 million for the project. Franklin Vitek says he supports the new roadway too, but adds it would only solve part of the traffic problems here. First and foremost, Vitek says, should be widening and expanding existing roads.
Well, we got the same roads here that they built in the 20s. They haven't been in. This county has no four-lane highways. Every highway is two-lane.
Dave Kappas also wants to see existing roads upgraded first, and he even suggests putting off the Prairie Parkway. Instead, Kappas says the federal government should use the money to help the victims of the hurricanes.
Right now, we need to focus a little bit more on them than their own personal problems, because traffic congestion, obviously, shouldn't be coming number one in our nation right now compared to the losses down there.
Critics of the Prairie Parkway are seizing on such sentiments to bolster their case against the new expressway. Members of a group called Citizens Against the Sprawlway say there's no regional consensus among transportation planners that it would significantly reduce congestion. The opponents say the Prairie Parkway would only increase congestion while irreversibly harming farmland, woodlands, and creeks. They're latching on to a rising tide of criticism from fiscal conservatives and editorial boards across the country who single out Hastert's hometown highway as part of unnecessary largesse in the transportation bill. But Speaker Hastert bristles at such suggestions.
We haven't porked up that bill. We have inflated spending.
Hastert points out he and others cut close to $100 billion from members' wish lists before passing the transportation bill. And he says Congress can't just cut out a bridge here and a highway there to help pay for the massive hurricane relief effort anyway.
Those are dollars that are raised by people paying at the gas pump, and it goes in the highway trust fund. It's gas pump money dedicated by law for highway construction.
So to take its share, the Illinois Department of Transportation appears likely to make the Prairie Parkway one of its three preferred options it will study for alleviating congestion. The decision will be announced at a public meeting tomorrow in Hastert's hometown of Yorkville. David Shaper, NPR News.